Dr. Pinsky dictating MLMA on February 23 regarding Bruce Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Bruce Ryan is a 59-year-old male who reported he injured his lower back at work on 3-18-21. Peter was using his arms to push up on a deck bar and felt pain in his back. Peter describes the bar as something that was lightweight and did not require much force to move. Pretty was not bending his back at this time. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a herniated disc and annular tear. Treated conservatively, Pretty did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period in paragraph, per his claim petition, he alleged was pushing a deck bar in a trailer on 3-18-21 and injured his lower back. Period. He was seen on 3-19-20 Riverside Urgent Care. Period. He complained of no weakness or paresthesias, but his pain level was 7/10. Period. After evaluation, they rendered diagnoses of acute bilateral low back pain without sciatica. Period. He was administered an injection of Toradol and was prescribed oral prednisone, ibuprofen, and cyclobenzaprine. Peretti was going to remain out of work until Monday, but could return to work on Tuesday. Period. He continued to be seen in his practice over the next several weeks, running through 4/13/21. Period. At that time, he was still symptomatic. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Ryan was seen by Dr. Surrey, S-U-R-R-E-Y, on 5/11/21. Period. He reported the medication and treatment so far gave him some improvement. Period. He was on light duty status at work. Period. In mid-April, he felt a pop sensation in his low back while turning and reaching for something. Period. He felt like the pain was in the same location that the original injury had occurred in. Period. This was not associated with any worsening of his symptoms. Period. Dr. Surrey diagnosed lumbar herniated disc. Period. He reviewed lumbar and pelvic x-rays in the office. Period. There was no instability, fractures, or loss of disc height, except at L5, where there was a vacuum disc phenomenon occurring. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy as well as advanced diagnostic testing. Period. In paragraph on 8/21/21, a lumbar MRI was done to be inserted. Period. Dr. Surrey noted these results on 9/28/21, period. He deemed Mr. Ryan had reached maximum medical improvement and could return to work full duty status. Period. They discussed the utility of repeat injections, but since his pain was 1/10, they were not going to pursue it at that point. Period. Period. He underwent a left L5-S1 interlaminar injection on 9/8/21. He reports very good results and feels like his pain tolerance has gotten better. Period. His area of discomfort has shrunken. Period. He no longer feels the knife-like sensation in his back, and he has been challenging his pain by going outside and doing yard work. Period. Big paragraph, physical exam. extremities, upper normal, extremities lower. Motion of the hips was full bilaterally without crepitus, but external rotation on the left elicited low back tenderness. Paired the rest of that section is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. It was tender in the midline at L2 and L3. Paired extension was full with tenderness. Paired bilateral rotation was full with tenderness, comprising a trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired did have full range of motion and flexion and bilateral side bending without discomfort. Paired with sitting straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 90 degrees. He described depression sensation in his low back as well as tightness. Paired, this does not cause radicular complaints or an extension response. Paired slump test was negative. Paired on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired had a positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired impressions. On 3/18/21, Bruce Ryan was pushing a deck bar in a loading trailer and claims to have felt pain in his lower back. Paired, he was seen the next day at an urgent care center and was initiated on conservative care. Paired, he remained symptomatic, so orthopedic consultation was advised. Paired, in that regard, he saw Dr. Suri. Paired, physical therapy was rendered, as were at least one injection. Paired, a lumbar MRI was done on 6/21/21. And showed the expected degenerative changes in someone of Mr. Ryan's age. Paired, he was released from care at the full duty effective 9/28/21. Paired, new paragraph, the current examination found Mr. Ryan had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Paired, sitting at 2-point straight leg raise maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Paired, the former did not elicit any radicular complaints or an extension response. Paired, he did have a positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuver, indicative of symptom magnification. Paired, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Paired, what were clearly pre-existing degenerative changes in the back were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event of 3/18/21 that he admits was not very forceful. Period. End.